I'll be very brief. I'm introduced as an international expert. That's because I've worked for quite a lot of different international organizations, often assessing policy in many different countries. And I won't go into great detail except to say that after quite a lot of experience, my conclusions are that it's a very easy job as an assessor, as an external evaluator. It's a very easy job to do badly. And it's a very difficult job to do well. And doing it badly is people saying, visiting a country which they may not know very well, saying, this is how we do it in my country. You should try and do the same. And that is not the way one should do it. You have to develop empathy with a country to really get into the guts of a country, to understand how it functions. And therefore, if there are existing problems which have been identified by that country concerned, how they might be put right. I'm only going to do a couple of slides. Just a quick thing on the wording of Guideline 97. I think it's very good wording. The key words are voluntary peer reviews of national consumer protection policies as implemented by consumer protection authorities. Implemented means in the real world. It doesn't mean reviewing the law, because as we've heard several times today, you may have excellent legislation which is not properly implemented. Second point on authorities, it doesn't say consumer protection agencies. It says consumer protection authorities, which may include sectoral regulators, for example, who may have responsibility for consumer protection. That means it could be financial services regulators, it could be public utility regulators, not just the consumer protection agency. And finally, on the Guideline 97 does not specify the scale of the review. And I very strongly agree with what Arno said from the Secretariat at the beginning, which is that we need flexibility. There could be a whole range of different options, perhaps depending on the size of the country, what resources it has. You could review their conformity with the entire UN guidelines, which is a very big task, or you could take individual sectors or individual dimensions. The choice has to be with the relevant country. We were asked to make suggestions for possible improvements. So I think the sort of draft ideas that have been put forward by the Secretariat are very good. I would just suggest one thing on self-assessment. I think it may be necessary to have two rounds of self-assessment. One, in order to establish the scope of the review. If you obviously want the review to take place in those areas where you have the greatest problems, or where there may also be possibilities for improvement. In that case, I think self-assessment could actually be involved at that initial stage of choosing the scope developing the terms of reference. Obviously, it's not just self-assessment. You would need expert advice as well. And then when you've chosen the sectors, it might be an individual sector, such as financial services. It might be an individual area like e-commerce, or it might be some particular UN guidelines principle like sustainable consumption. Whatever it is, you then have a more specific self-assessment in each country to check what people think about those particular individual areas, and that could be in a self-assessment in quite a lot of detail. My main point, so as I said, it's brief, is I thought quite a bit when preparing for this event about what peer review is not, based on my past experience to some extent. It's not a legal compliance review. The United Nations will often have conventions. Countries are often reviewed for the extent to which they comply with conventions. These are legal obligations. They may be treaty obligations. This is not that process. The UN guidelines are not conventions. They do not have legally binding status. They are, as the title suggests, guidelines. And therefore, people shouldn't be left that somehow they violated some law by failing to apply something. This is advice between colleagues. It's not between a judge and a plaintiff, or a judge and an accused. Secondly, my experience with the European Commission assessing policy where countries were applying for membership of the European Commission, European Union, sorry. It's not entirely appropriate to make that parallel. All the member states here are already members of the United Nations. They're not applying to join something. It's not like those candidate countries applying to join the European Union, who had to therefore to meet certain criteria and they could pass or they could fail. This isn't a pass-fail exercise. This is advice between colleagues. What therefore is peer review? Well, it's a huge learning opportunity for reviewers and reviewees and reviewers. I've already mentioned the vital role of empathy. It is advice between colleague organizations, and both sides will gain. And I speak with experience here. I've returned from countries whose policies I've assessed, feeling that I have been educated by the process of doing the reviewing. And it's that mutual sense of education that actually makes the whole activity much more productive. It's not that I am the assessor and you are the assessee. In a way, that's true, but it has to be done in a spirit, actually, of mutual information and exchange. So it's a great learning opportunity. It's an opportunity for domestic stakeholders to intervene. And I was very encouraged by Arno's comments in that respect. And finally, after the assessment, it's a great opportunity for international cooperation between partners. We need competition. We need, operational cooperation when it comes to, for example, cross-frontier disputes. For example, it can provide a platform for such international cooperation to take effect. And when the competition reviews were done inside UNCTAD, peer reviews, it's very interesting to read the reports on those peer reviews. They were extremely successful. 10 out of the 12 countries which I saw reviewed found that in a very short period of time, the climate of competition had improved. And I look forward to the same record of improvement taking place in consumer protection. Thank you very much.